I'm Mary Engish, along with our gardening expert, Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
It's that time of year where people are really wondering how to overwinter their hydrangeas.
Yes, and actually going to flower next summer for you, because that's usually the issue people have with hydrangeas. So first of all, you have to know what kind of hydrangea you have. If you have one that's got flowers on it right now, you're looking at it, it might be a panicle hydrangea. Those are the tall, woody ones that start out usually with white flowers that turn kind of a burgundy color now. Those and then the Annabelle hydrangeas or the Invincible Spirit or Invincible Spirit, those are other types that are called arborescence hydrangeas. The arborescence and the panicle hydrangeas form their flowers off of the new growth in the spring, so you don't have to worry about them. They're easy. Just you can cut them back now. You can wait till the winter to cut them back in the spring. Anytime before they start growing, you can cut them back. The one that's an issue as far as flowering is the hydrangea macrophylla, otherwise known as the blue hydrangea, even though there are pink and red varieties out there now. And they form their flowers off of the stems that are there right now. So the issue is, if you're in a colder area or we get a severe winter, if you don't protect those stems, they're going to die back to the ground. And then you'll have to wait till the shoots come out of the ground, and then they eventually will form a flower, but it'll be like September, October by the time you get it. So the key is to protect those macrophylla or blue hydrangeas this fall so that you can protect those stems and the flower buds. And how you do that is with a bunch of wood chips. Just get a bucket of wood chips or a big, depending upon how big your shrub is, maybe you need a couple buckets of wood chips. I like arborist wood chips because they're big and chunky and they let the air flow, so there's less likelihood that they're going to rot things inside there. And then just bury it down to about a foot deep, right around the base and the crown of that plant. You don't worry about it if you have stems that are sticking out. Those may or may not make it through the winter, but you're not so concerned about those. What you're trying to protect are the ones closer to the ground. If you can protect those stems, and especially those flower buds that are on those stems, then you're going to have a better chance of them flowering next spring. In the spring, though, it's important not to be too zealous about pulling off all this mulch as soon as it starts getting warm, because if we get a real cold night, maybe not even freezing, that could zap those flower buds and kill them, so all that work would go for naught. So wait till it's really warmed up in the spring, slowly start moving that wood chips back, and then you'll see that any branches that form off of that stem are going to be ones that'll form flowers for you. If you can do that, you'll have beautiful blue hydrangeas in July and not just in September and October.
Excellent. Let's get to some questions. Charlie, this first one is from Lori, and Lori writes in to say, I have a question as I head to trim back another garden about ants and ground bees. We have red ants under a lavender plant that we've had for many years. We put diatomaceous earth down during the summer, but I have a feeling they'll be back. And Lori writes, is there anything we can do about that? Plus, we also have ground bees nest in the same garden. We sprayed it because my husband's allergic to bee stings and did them in. Is there anything we should do with that spot now?
Well, actually, there's nothing to do right now. Because we're late in the season, the ground bees and the ants are either gone dormant or have died off, depending upon the situation they're in. But it'll be an issue next spring, probably. So for the ants really aren't bothering your lavender plant. Unless there's like a huge mound that gets built up, that might aerate the soil so much that the roots start dying back. But otherwise, you don't really have to do anything about those red ants that are there. But the ground bees could be an issue, especially because someone in your family has allergies to them and you don't want to get stung. The first thing is that most of the ground bees are not stinging bees. So those are not like the yellow jackets and those types of bees. Many of them are pollinators. So I think if you can just avoid that area, not get over there, and if you do see the yellow jackets later in the season, then you can start doing some controls for them like you did this year. If you're trying to get rid of them next year, there's a couple home remedies you can try. Some things like putting cinnamon down, powdered cinnamon, citrus peels, red pepper flakes sometimes work. Some people use essential oils in the area around there, and you mentioned the diatomaceous earth. All of those may or may not work, but at least there'll be something that you can do to feel a little bit better about the situation and hopefully remedy it at the same time.
If you've got late season gardening questions or questions about indoor plants, Charlie can probably answer them, so send them to us. No pressure, Charlie. Send them to us at gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to All Things Gardening wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.